Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know, I received a FedEx this morning from one of our listeners.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, he sent me some photos of a commercial shoot. I think it was probably Phil Simms' first ever commercial shoot.
Oh, look at that.
It's when I got traded to the Jets, we were doing a McDonald's commercial over at Columbia University.
This is someone who actually took these pictures.
Those are pictures that, you know, they take a million pictures to show they could always refer back to some things that they're doing as they're putting the commercial together.
Yeah, this is funny. Like, Phil looks like Chris, and you look better now. How is that possible?
You really? Do.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Well, doesn't Phil look like Chris and Boomer look better now?
Yes.
Bizarre.
So that's who I think sent this to me. So you can see his name up in the top left-hand corner.
Okay. Mark Waniga. Waniga.
Waniga. Yes.
Mark Waniga.
So okay. Read what he wrote there at the bottom in regards to this commercial.
Okay, shoot. It says that day included, one, because Mr. Simms was MIA, the agency and director were writing, rewriting, then rewriting again the script and modifying the shoot boards as the minutes and hours passed by, and the original concept was whittled down to the bare bones in order to have something to shoot, show, and air, given the money in creative production and airtime already spent. Needless to say, the client and agency were having multiple nervous breakdowns as the minutes and hours passed by, with little explanation from the Simms camp as to the reason for his tardiness.
Screw Phil Simms!
Right, see, I told you.
Wow!
See, let me see that one more second. Another part that I want to show you that I think...
What a prima donna.
Unbelievable.
Screwing the whole thing up. You were probably there early.
Right.
Phil.
Yeah. I was definitely there in time. 100%.
And then, Phil, this was the first commercial you ever shot, Phil Simms?
Right. So here, you could also read this one part here. Number three.
Okay, number three. Once Mr. Simms became available, the challenge was trying to figure out a way to get Mr. Simms from the Meadowlands to the shoot site, Columbia University Bakersfield Stadium, at least an hour and 20 minutes away by ground. Calls to local New Jersey police, New Jersey State Police, New York, New Jersey Port Authority Bridge and Tunnel Police in search of traffic braking options or escorts went unanswered or were denied. Wow. You want to talk about a guy who's asking for way too much here.
He won one Super Bowl.
Wow.
Right? I mean, he was the MVP of the Super Bowl, but this is ridiculous.
So,
I forgot all of this had happened. I remember now, because this has jogged my memory, about how angry I was that Phil was making me wait.
And apparently there was a helicopter situation.
And he was a scaredy cat. He didn't want to get in the helicopter, the whole thing.
So it says, commercial production now in financial and creative meltdown. Decided to hire a helicopter to transport Mr. Simms. This required me to negotiate with Meadowlands Authority, NYPD Aviation, FAA Regional, and other authorities, as well as Secaucus Fire Department and EMT, and chemical suppression support for the helicopter landing zone.
Chemical suppression support. This is what it took for me and Phil to shoot a damn McDonald's commercial.
Wow.
Because of Phil Simms. Chemical suppression.
Do you think he would remember what the hell was going on that day?
This guy obviously does. He has a totally...
No, Phil, as to why he was late.
How about this? He goes, once I got all of that taken care of and the bird cleared, meaning the helicopter, and landed at the Meadowlands, I then had to convince Mr. Sims to get on board.
Yep.
Mr. Sims was scared bleepless about getting on board.
Right.
And so I saw the fear in his eyes of a newbie to a helicopter. I will never forget thinking, giant mother bleepers want to cripple him on every play. Why is he afraid of a helicopter? Oh, man. There's a bunch of other stuff in there, too.
But yeah, dude, I know. Yes. Yeah,
so. Look at that. Very detailed.
Hold up one of the pictures. Maybe you can show it to the
Well, I think what
camera.
We'll do is we'll have Al.
Well, you could hold up one for the camera to show.
All right. I don't know if they're going to be able to get in on this.
You don't think so?
Get in. Zoom in. Stephen Waldron. You're going to... hold on. We'll all lift it up. There we go.
There we go.
All right. There you go.
I had huge shoulder pads.
You did.
But I wore those shoulder pads in high school.
Hey, Al, why don't you come in, take these pictures from me, and tweet them out so people can actually... take a look at him.
Thought that was interesting that he remembered the whole thing.
Well, yeah, a big deal for a guy like that who's working on a commercial shoot. He'll never forget that.
There's one closing part of it. You may want to.
What does it say? Screw Filson.
No, like something here,
something in there.
Yeah.
Ha! The chicks love you. Use that love to increase your audience. 4 hours of baseball and football is boring. That day's signature talking points, and nobody cares about hockey. Look at that.
Yeah.
Mark Waniga of Brooklyn. Look at that. Very good. Good cheer, Mr. Asai.
There you go. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate you bringing me down memory lane.
Yeah. You remember a thing about that other than Phil Sims was late?
Well, I didn't remember that he was late until this letter. And I do remember being perturbed that he was late, you know, acting like some, you know, obviously.
Total prima donna.
Yeah, prima donna, yeah. And but I do remember shooting the commercial and having a lot of fun with Phil shooting the commercial.
Yeah. And then that was the first of many.
Yes.
With you and Phil Sims.
Was it before the Wiz commercial?
No, it was before. This was the first thing that he and I had done, because he had never done anything until I got here.
What's the store that you miss the most that has been gone, like a local store? Nobody beats the Wiz? Genovese?
Gimbals?
Caldor?
Nescott Drugs?
I remember Caldor was a big deal, man.
Pergament.
Wow, that's another one. Yeah. Genovese and Caldor in my head. And nobody beats the Wiz. Well, Lord & Taylor, I feel
like... No, they're shutting down now.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about like back in like the 80s.
They just shut down the main Lord & Taylor. Well, the main, but one of the big ones right there in Manhasset, Shelter Rock Road and 25A. They were having
going
away sale and everything else. That thing needs to become like a supermarket.
It's humongous.
Yeah, because if you go into the Manhasset Whole Foods,
you're basically
taking your life into your own hands. I mean, you got to know ninja tactics to get in and out of there and to be able to park there. And it's a very jammed in place. And above, it's got a Bed Bath & Beyond. So that's another maniac place. And it's packed.
So small.
It's like they should move it to that corner up there.
Oh, it'd be great. Spread it out.
Right. And you got plenty of parking over there and everything else. And then, you know, you could probably do some deliveries out of there as well, you know, like that the Amazon Fresh thing.
Amazon Fresh, without a doubt. Let's go to James in New Brunswick. What's going on, James?
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Just a quick word for about religion and politics. The last hour or two of the show shows the strength that you guys have. I've never seen a better community with dealing with lunacy than you guys. So, congratulations.
Oh, thanks, James. We're experts in that field, by the way, James.
What's that?
We're experts in that field.
Yeah, I guess. Well, speaking of experts, did you get the breaking news about Todd Frazier?
What's that?
Jacksonville's signing him as a slot receiver.
There you go. Well, he continues his career down in Jacksonville. Did he play for Urban Meyer down there in Florida as well as he gets the band back together? I wonder if Todd Frazier plays again. He probably won't. I mean, if he got cut by the worst team in baseball after hitting 0-67, chances are he's cooked. I would imagine.
I would think, but, you know, he'll get another, you know, he'll get his guaranteed salary this year, another year on his pension, and had a great career and can be very proud of what he accomplished.
$46 million, is that what it was? $46, $48 million in his career?
I will tell you in short order.
Well, I think you looked it up before. The tab might be open there still.
No, it's not.
It's not.
That was somebody else I was looking up.
No, but bottom line is he almost made $50 million in his career.
I would think more than that.
I think it was $48 million.
Really?
That's what I think. Or was that Jerry I was talking about? I think it was Jerry. Yeah, just type it into Bing there, Boomer, and you'll find it.
No.
About 3 or 4 days. Todd Frazier, career earnings. There we go. And it is $45,817,000. There you go. That's not a bad career for a guy who was only a...
I got $48,142,000.
All right. Well, there you go. Somewhere in there. Almost $50 million.
Right. His last 4 years were not great. 541, 754, then $1,005,000,005.
Mets gave him a lot of money, didn't they? $8 million, $9 million.
Yep.
Somewhere around there.
Yes. Yeah, his big earnings came starting in 2016.
So did the Mets gave him the most money in his career?
I would say the White Sox
did. Okay.
Between the White Sox and the Yankees, he made 14, 18, probably about $19 million.
Hey, bring him back to the Yankees. Clubhouse presence. Boomer and Geo on the Fan. CBS Sports Network and the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
Tom Brady changes profile picture to the laser eyes, which is a signal that you are in the Bitcoin family. So the GOAT, Tom Brady, joining the party. So Jerry's in on the party, Al's in on the party, I'm in on the party, Garner's in on the party. Are you in on the party?
Yes.
You are a little bit. Okay. All right. So look at that. And now Tom Brady's in on the party. Yep. Eddie is not. I don't believe
Eddie gets an allowance.
we might be. I have no idea.
Right. Like, I wasn't trying to be funny. Like, he gets an allowance.
Still to this day?
Yeah, I have no idea what the financials are.
And you're not curious?
Yeah.
No?
It never really meant that much to me, as long as I have, you know.
Could pay your bills.
Yeah,
and
got
the
what
whole
I
thing.
Need, the whole thing, yeah.
Your wife comes home with a G-Wagon one day, wondering.
Or better yet, she takes off and leaves him with the bills he thought were being paid.
Well, what do you
I just had to ask Al, what is a G-Wagon?
Oh, yeah, it's a very expensive Mercedes truck. Big SUV, square, beautiful. Beautiful vehicle. Yeah, okay. So, all right. If that's fine with you, if that's the way things go, do you have to ask for money when you need it?
Sometimes, yeah.
How about if she comes home with a Maybach?
A Maybach.
Yeah, we're not really GARP people in that regard.
Right.
Just a sort of A to B situation.
What's the last time you asked money for? Like, what'd you want?
It could have been like one of the NCAA pool things.
Excuse me, honey, could I please have some money to gamble with? There's a pool at work where the guys are getting involved. I'd like to be on the inside as opposed to the outside in this work camaraderie situation. So if you could please hand me just $20 so I can insert myself into this gambling fun and work pool.
That worked out for the Super Bowl.
Testosterone.
It worked
now
out.
Now, when you win, what do you do with it?
It's unfortunately, it usually gets Venmo'd to her account. Just like,
oh, really?
When I do the minutes with you.
Yeah, okay.
So, like, you have direct deposit?
Yeah.
And it go. You don't see it go into the bank account? It's not like a joint bank account?
It is a joint bank account.
And you, but, okay, so you see it, but you're not allowed to
take
your own money out?
If like, I wanted to.
You know where that naked guy stays downstairs in that ATM Chase?
I actually do not have an ATM card.
You don't?
Nope.
He writes checks.
Well, the bank is literally like 50 yards from my house. So anytime we need to go.
We fill out a withdrawal slip?
Sometimes.
Wow. Why don't you get an ATM card?
Yeah, do you not have an ATM card because you don't want one or you're not allowed to have one?
No, we don't have one. We haven't had one for like...
You guys have electric?
20 years. Yeah. Okay. Just got a generator, by the way.
Nice.
Whole house gas generator situation. Natural
so
gas.
That?
So
nice.
One of our clients, Edison HVAC.
All right, nice. All right, so if you need cash... You either go to the bank and fill out a withdrawal slip.
Yep.
Called J.G. Wentworth.
Or you ask your wife for cash. You don't just put your card into a machine and get the cash out.
Again, I don't have a card.
Doesn't that sound great, though, to do that? Be able to do that?
Get cash,
whatever you need it, the money that you've earned working?
I haven't had an ATM card for I can't tell you how long. And it's been fine. No, I used to have one.
Oh, you had one. Okay.
Don't you just want to have that ability?
No. Almost every place takes cards now and has for years.
All right, so when you use a credit card somewhere,
you're allowed to
do that whenever
you
want?
Oh, yeah, I got to gas up.
Okay, for gas and things like that.
I mean, you can go to an ATM with your credit card.
I guess, isn't there like an extra fee?
There's a big fee for that.
Well, I mean, it depends on,
big cash advance fee.
It's like $3.
I'll drive around.
It could be more than, it could be like 15.
I drive for 40 minutes to find a parking spot and walk a mile. I'm going to be paying fees at an ATM.
Well, no. So I don't know what your bank is, but whoever your bank is probably issued your credit card. And if you use their ATMs, you'll be fine.
Man, marriage finances blow my mind sometimes. We were talking to friends of ours over the weekend and. Like they've been married for like a decade. They each still have their own money.
Yeah, that I don't get.
And that I couldn't understand either. Like, oh, I paid for this, he paid for that. I'm like, you're married. You've been married for a decade. It goes into the pot.
But these are two people that work separately, right?
They do, but I don't know. It just
hey, to each their own, man.
It just blows my mind.
And once you pull the ripcord, it's easy to get out if it's separate, though.
That is true. But I would think that the house would be in both of their... I don't know. Whatever. Whatever you guys do.
What are you worried about?
I'm not worried about it. It's just interesting to me. I'm not worried about it. But I just found that weird. Like they're doing work on a house. Like, oh, I'll take care of the side, take care of the driveway. I was like, just put it all in one pot. Guys are married. That for you doing? Come on. They thought I was crazy. All right, Eddie. I mean, it's working for you. It's working for you.
But you are bothered by this.
I just don't know. Like,
he gets an allowance. Well, how much you get a week?
It doesn't, like, it's whenever, there is no set allowance.
This is, like, left out on the kitchen counter or something?
Literally
like,
sometimes, yes.
Yeah. But this relationship sounds like you had major financial issues or like some sort of gambling problem or shopping OCD or something.
Drugs.
Yeah, like that.
None of that.
Like,
Nope.
You're treated as if you are a like massive recovering addict.
No. Nope.
That's what you're treated like.
See, I hear it as like he has no interest in finances and just doesn't want to be bothered.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you get a present for your wife, she knows what it is already because she sees it come out of the bank account?
Yeah, because it's from her Amazon account.
I mean, what? Okay. All right, very good. In one way, I'm envious that you care not at all about that. It's like, give me whatever money I need to live, and that's fine.
But you have to understand, you are in a different stage of your life than he is in his life. You are moving into a new house. You have a baby. There's a lot of stuff going on in your life. So you have to be omnipresent in every aspect of those decisions where, you know, he's just like he said.
May I have $30, please? Maybe 35. Let's just say 35 to be safe. I'm going to pick myself up some ham at the grocery store.
Oh, man.
Jerry does have a credit card.
Yeah, all right. But the credit card, everything that's on the credit card is seen. You know?
Right. Yes.
It's like I said, you've got a credit card. He's like, yeah, okay, good for gas. It's what he uses it for, to get back and forth from work. I mean, Jerry thinks it's insane, too.
Yeah, I mean, to not have an ATM card in 2021 seems a little bizarre to me.
Yeah.
And to not have any clue what's going on in the checkbook.
Yeah. I do Venmo him to his wife.
I know you do,
account.
And I refuse to, because I want him to have the money.
I'm figuring they're sharing it. I mean, they're living together.
But clearly she's hoarding it.
Maybe for good reason.
No, I'm kidding. But I feel like if I give him the cash, at least it goes in his pocket.
Oh, I see.
Rather than right into the pot. And then
he would
really
you rather have cash, Eddie, or would you rather have Venmo?
I know the answer to that.
Let him answer it.
Either one is fine. But cash is king, as they say.
Oh, okay.
All right, Jerry, you want to give us an update?
We are brought to you by Winters Brothers Waste Systems, creating a cleaner and greener Long Island. To learn more, visit wintersbros.com. Start with the basketball this hour because we do have the Knicks and Lakers tonight. Pretty big game. Both teams 38-30. Lakers right now fighting in terms of their spot. They right now are seventh in the West. The Knicks are fourth in the East, half game clear of Atlanta. Here's Frank Vogel in terms of LeBron James and what they're doing with him right now. Hasn't played because of the ankle.
General plan is to take it one day at a time. You know, no, nothing more than that.
A lot of reports that say he's going to play tonight, though Vogel would not say that. Anthony Davis talks about trying to get out of that seven spot.
This is a new force. It's a different force, and I think our entire team is taking on that challenge and you know, and tackling it head on.
Late start, final game of a six-game road trip for the Knicks, a 10 p.m. tip from Staples Center. They're trying to go for the Staples Center sweep. They are 3-2. On this trip, mention a half-game lead, and that is on the Hawks for fourth in the East. Atlanta beat Washington last night, 125-124. Along the way, you had this moment for Russell Westbrook and a call from Wizards Radio.
Now right of lane, Gallinari with his back to Hutchinson, edges in the paint, turns, shoots. That's in and out. Thought about going down. Now Russell Westbrook does have his 10th rebound. So Russell Westbrook has done it. The unbreakable record has been broken. He now has the most career triple-doubles in NBA history, 182. That was definitely history.
I swear it was. Definitely history. It's better how much I pumped this up and nobody really cares. I swear it's history. Definitely, definitely history. Right? Don't you guys agree with me?
Yes.
History? Yes. Hello?
That just sounded weird. Here's Westbrook, another notch in my belt.
Each and every time I step on the floor, I try to do things that people said I can or can't do, you know, over the years and proving people wrong.
Let me ask you a question. Who has said that he can or can't do anything on a basketball court?
I know, right?
I don't know. I think we all have said he's a great basketball player. He may not be, like, you know, the best teammate in the world. Maybe that's the issue. I don't know. I have no idea. But we've never not said he's not a great basketball player.
The only issue I have with him is I do think that he tells his teammates, stay away from the ball.
Well, you pointed out the one highlight. It looks like they're afraid to go get the ball.
Yeah. I need this triple-double. You guys scram. That's my ball.
Very well could be the case.
I don't think it should be counted as a rebound if the ball hits the ground.
Why?
Really?
Yeah. You know how the ball is shot and then it bounces on the ground and somebody grabs it? That's a rebound? Yeah. Why is that a rebound?
Because the ball bounced.
That doesn't happen often. Usually those are long rebounds off missed jump shots.
He gets a bunch of those.
Yeah, I suppose. Comes back to help. Yeah. I don't know. He grabs the ball. Steve Nash spoke yesterday. It looks like James Harden is oh so close to coming back, and that means team's almost whole.
I think right now we feel pretty positive and optimistic that we're close and we're in a good place.
And here is Harden. He can't wait to get back.
I'm just excited to get back. I love, you know, our energy and what we're doing right now, even though, you know, the wins and losses, the games, the outcomes of the games haven't shown, but I love where we are as a team.
Yeah, we'll see when he gets back. They got four games left, including in Chicago tonight, and it does look like he'll play in at least one of these four. Nets and Bulls on the Fan, 101.9 FM at 7:45. Warriors beat the Jazz 119-116. Baseball-wise, you've got the Mets. John Means threw a no-hitter last time out for Baltimore. Tonight he starts as the Mets play the Orioles at Citi Field. Marcus Stroman goes for New York. The Mets will see Matt Harvey tomorrow. Orioles beat the Red Sox last night 4-1. And the update with Jacob DeGrom, he is going on the injured list with tightness in his right side, but hopefully it is a short stay and he makes it back for a start right around May 20th or so. Yankees in Tampa take on the Rays tonight. Jordan Montgomery and Luis Patino are the starters there. Full coverage of the game on Sports Radio 66 WFAN AM. We played a couple of Bob Baffert clips last hour, or at least one, and then the Mike one. I went and watched the rest of him. Here was Baffert on Fox News, who claims he is indeed innocent.
This did not happen. That horse has never been treated with that. And it's a legal therapeutic medicine. And the amount that was in it wouldn't have any effect on the horse anyway. But that horse was never treated with that.
Yeah, he says this is only a story because it's him.
It happened to Bob Baffert. You hear about it.
Right. Sure. He says he knows what he's doing.
Bob Baffert's not stupid.
He started going third person on us.
But you think that we all are, apparently.
Well, yes, he says it's all BS.
People in the public don't understand. People in my world, they understand this is all BS.
Okay. All right, so wait a minute. So what are they understanding? That this positive test was not a positive test?
He's saying two different things. He was saying, one, contamination. Two,
kind of contamination through the urination of some guy that had cough syrup?
Yep.
Well, he said the horse was touched a lot. Swear to God, that's what he said. And he also said because they've lowered the amounts for a horse to test positive, the amounts are so minuscule that it means nothing. And he compared the amount of the drug in the horse to 21 granules of sand.
Yeah, picograms.
Right, which is nothing.
Yeah, but he also said that they've never used that before.
Which is where he was talking out of both sides of his mouth.
And also, no other horse tested positive for anything.
Well, that's where we come back to, because it's me, that's why we hear it.
Yeah, right.
So now the horse is going to be tested again. Isn't that true?
That's part of the investigation, I think, yes.
Right, so by that time, maybe this stuff is out of the horse's system?
Great question, Boomer.
And he is not allowed to... He's not going to be allowed to go to the Preakness? Is that right?
No, he was planning on still going.
I thought I read where he was not allowed to go.
I'm telling you what he said.
Okay. I think they're there already in preparation.
But he can't. There's no way that they're going to allow that.
He said on TV he was not told that they couldn't race.
So the horse is all ready to rock and roll.
That's
and
how I understood it. Doesn't mean that's the case. That's what that's how I took it from him, though, yesterday.
You think this affects the horse in any way? Like, you know, with the controversy and everything and the distractions?
I do not. No.
Nor do I. Packers wide receiver.
Now we're always worried about distractions.
I totally understand.
Just wondering if you think the horse is going to be distracted.
Yeah, I don't think he's listening to horse talk radio and listening to all the callers call up and bash him.
Probably not. Here's Devontae Adams on Colin Cowherd's show on Fox Sports Radio. If Aaron Rodgers go, be pretty difficult, will it not?
We established a lot together, so it would change a lot, man. You know, doesn't mean potentially I'd be gone, but, you know, I'd definitely have to do some extra thinking if my guy wasn't here.
Because he's a free agent after the season.
Where is Fox Sports Radio anyway? How did you find that?
I went to foxsportsradio.com.
Oh.
And it was right there. Because I read the article that he was a guest on Colin Cowherd's show. So it was very easy to actually find it. Did I hear it? No. I just went and listened to it this morning.
By the way, Al's telling me that American Pharaoh's on with Moose and Maggie later today.
So there you go.
I want to promote that.
Here is one more Adams. He gets what Rodgers wants from the Packers, even though he's not getting it seems like. Although you said they offered him a big lucrative deal.
Just like any other job, you want to be happy and you want guys, once you gained that respect, you want to be treated with that type of respect.
So not sure if that has anything to do with Jordan Love or the contract. Don't know, but that was Davante Adams yesterday. Bruins beat the Islanders in overtime 3-2. Isles' regular season is over. They're the fourth seed in the playoffs. They'll play Pittsburgh. Bruins take on the Capitals in the first round, and the Devils' lousy season ended with a 4-2 loss to the Flyers.
All right, thanks, Jerry. Quickly, let's go to – I'm sorry, Eddie. I want to hear John in Huntington. What's going on, John?
Hey, how's it going? Good morning, guys.
Hey, man.
Just wanted to – when I heard you, Gio, say to Eddie – he's being treated like an addict. I wanted to call in because it kind of reminds me of my situation, although my wife doesn't have me on quite as short a leash as Eddie's.
So are you get an allowance as well?
I don't get an allowance, but I got rid of all my own personal finances as part of, I was a big drinker, and I'm coming up on 2 years sober. And I got a little financial trouble, having trouble with work, spending too much money on, booze. And so part of the conditions I worked out with my wife was that everything would be in a joint account. And, this way she could monitor.
And that makes sense. And it's working for you. And you're doing a great job being sober for a couple of years. But when I hear that, that's what I think, because that makes sense to me as someone who is out of control with the money and using it to sort of make their life go spiraling downwards. For Eddie Scazzeri, whose vice is training dogs and Guinness, and moderately. And John, thanks for calling. I just, to me, it's like, it's surprising. That's all. You've never really had an issue with anything.
I'm not a car guy, not a clothes guy, not a club guy, not a
all that stuff
guy,
is obvious to all of us.
Not a collectible guy.
Right. Yeah.
How about Miguel in Brooklyn? Miguel, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing, Boomer?
Good.
I just want to talk about the same thing, but I have a different way. Me and my wife, we have different accounts, and we pay different bills. The reason we do it that way is because it empowers both of us to have very good responsibilities.
In other words, and also good credit too, right?
Exactly, because my credit is way better than hers.
What's crazy about the credit score thing is it drives me nuts. The fewer bills you have,
the worse credit you have.
No. It's actually the better credit.
The higher
you
credit you have.
Yeah. So, like, my mother-in-law, God bless her, but she's got a credit score of like 10 million, but she's not making a lot of money at this point in her life, but she's got like two or three bills, and that's
not bills. I should say accounts. Like, if you have more accounts and you're not using the money, you have higher credit.
But she doesn't have anything really. She's got a couple of bills she pays, and that's it. Mm. But her credit score is insane. It's so great, but she could probably get a loan for like a gazillion dollars if she wanted to walk to a bank with that credit score. She'd never be able to pay it back.
Right.
But, that's what – it's just the credit score thing is just – it's not – it's like the more responsibility to have, the more things that you buy.
Right.
Your credit score is, impacted by that.
Well, I would think so, because if somebody's going to lend you money and they're looking at all the things that you have on your list,
but
they're going to say, wait, how the hell are you going to pay us back?
But if you pay them – but that's why income should be a part of that.
Yes.
And it never is. That's the thing that drives me crazy.
Dan and Patchogue. Danny, what's happening?
Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
Hey, man.
All right. Listen, I've got separate accounts with my wife, and that's basically to keep me sane. She goes on Amazon like everybody else, and she's dove deep into this Facebook marketplace of women trading and buying and selling clothes that are used, barely used, or fresh with tags. And if I had to see how much money or how often she's buying that, I might kill her.
Really broke that down.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
don't do that.
Yeah. No. Of course, don't kill your wife, Dan. That would not be.
So
a
there's
good thing.
The Facebook Marketplace. Now, this is what you've told me about.
Well, yeah, but we were selling furniture on Facebook Marketplace. We never bought anything off Facebook Marketplace yet, but we were selling furniture because we were selling furniture that we bought for the old house before we knew we were going to buy a new house. So now we have all this new furniture that we didn't use at all in the old house that we're now selling. So it hasn't been used at all, but it doesn't fit in a new house. Doesn't make any sense in a new house, and now we're just selling it. Wasn't really smart. It's one of those things where I was like, ah, you know, let's do stuff to the house. We'll get some new furniture. We'll do this. We'll do that. And I was like, eh, I still don't want to be here.
This is what happened during the pandemic.
Yeah, that's exactly. You got a lot of time on your hands. I put in the patio, the new irrigation.
Oh, that's right. And then you moved.
And did all that stuff and then, yeah, left.
But hopefully it helped sell your house.
I think that it did. Yeah, because the backyard, right? Backyard looks so much better now than it did. Had Bay Gardens come in there and do a whole bunch of stuff.
Right.
So I think it did help because I was sold the house in a day.
Think about, like, I forgot all about you doing that last year.
Yeah.
So you think about all of that, all the new furniture, then moving to the new house, getting more new furniture, not having blinds, taking blinds down, repainting, taking care of the old house, getting rid of the garbage, the cardboard boxes.
Oh, you should see the cardboard.
I mean, you've just been, like, overwhelmed.
It was about a year ago we were taking calls from patio guys.
That's right, Irish patio guys, Yep. Someone else will be enjoying that for the rest of their life. Not me. You're welcome.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
All right, so let me ask you this question.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Huge Knick fan you are. We both are now. I'm back on track because, you know, after the 20 years of futility and dysfunction, we finally got it straight. We got a real coach. We got a real superstar. We got a young budding star. I'd like to think we may have two young budding stars with Quickley and Toppin if Toppin figures it out, although he is getting important minutes now. Because they have to play some other guys when other guys are not there.
Throw R.J. Barrett in there,
right?
Of course,
well, R.J. Barrett's the other one. But so let me ask you: your expectations, legitimately, for tonight?
I think LeBron's not going to play the entire game, which is going to help them. I think that they're going to play a close game, and I believe that they are going to win because they know what it means to clinch that playoff spot, and I just think that they're in a better situation right now than the Lakers are in because of all the injuries they've had, and they've been sloppy and weird.
Is AD playing tonight?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think
this is, see, like a guy like AD, a guy like Embiid, Antetokounmpo, Jokic. These are guys that Knicks have really got a hard time covering.
Yeah, no, I understand.
These guys take over games. They're big. They're strong. And that's the one thing about our team. Our team is they play great defense, and Taj Gibson and Nerlens Noel have been revelations, much like Derrick Rose has been a revelation. But when you have the size and the girth of some of these big players on these top teams,
oh, yeah,
that's where our team falls
woefully short.
Yeah, I mean, you'd love
it's
to
a matchup nightmare.
You'd love to have Mitchell Robinson back. You don't have him back. It is a big
problem. But even when Mitchell Robinson is there, he's still a beanpole thin.
Yeah, but I mean,
like
I know.
All these other guys, like, you know, I tell you, when you look at a quarterback in the NFL, what do you want? You want a large lower half. You got to have the girth.
Got to have the girth.
At the base. And when you take a look at, like, Embiid and AD and Jokic the other night, man, and Jokic is a pain in the ass because he can shoot threes.
Mm-hmm.
But you take a look at these guys, when they want to go into the paint and they want points, they go and get them.
Yeah, I mean, but if LeBron James is not playing the entire game, if he's on a minutes restriction, you got to remember, too, the Knicks are still the best defensive team in the league. So it's not like they get run over a lot in these situations.
No, it's just a bigger center slash 4-5, whatever the hell you want to call them, or however you want to describe what they do on the basketball court. Physically, they're too big for our team.
All right, I'm going to look at the spread. I mean, I'm being positive because I felt like if I said something like, oh, they were going to lose tonight, you get all over me. But I
don't want to get all over you. I just want to, like, my thing is, if they lose tonight, I don't want to be so totally disappointed.
No.
Because they still have a shot at the 4 seed if they just win their next 3 games.
So FanDuel Sportsbook doesn't have a lineup because
they're not sure about LeBron.
Yeah. But I think most people believe, now if he doesn't play, they better win the game. But I think most people believe he is going to play. But you don't also know how much he's going to play. But yeah, I mean, if they came back 4-2 on this 6-game trip and swept the Staples Center, man.
So that would be,
wait,
that would
did LeBron
be great.
Get
that
ruled
would...
out? Did LeBron get ruled out this morning? That's what somebody's texting me or tweeting me, rather. If that's the case, then that's huge. But I did not see that yet. And it would be very strange if he was ruled out this early on the West Coast. Because we're talking, I don't know. It's 5 o'clock out there, right?
Right. Now. I haven't seen anything at all.
Yeah, someone tweeted me and said LeBron was ruled out, but I don't believe that's the case yet. So we'll see. I just the latest I saw was last night that he was likely to play. But yeah, I mean this would be huge, especially with the Hawks and the Heat nipping on your heels. Yeah, the last thing I saw was this is ESPN.com Lakers star LeBron James likely to return against the Knicks on Tuesday. He will likely return for Tuesday's game against the Knicks as his injured right ankle has been pain-free after several days off. So said Woj. So that's the last thing that I saw.
All right.
Yeah, let's go to Steve in Atlanta. What's going on, Steve? How are you, man?
Good morning, boys.
What do you got for us?
So I just recently jumped back on Twitter. I try to get off it because it's successful. And I was like, you know what? Let me make a new account and just follow the WFAN guys and some podcast media people and keep it low key. And prior to that, I never followed Dan and Carteret. And then I started following him. And I always thought you guys gave him a little too much, you know, grief and you know, he's a weird guy, you would say, but mm-hmm. you know, he just calls up and asks some questions. He's not that weird.
Yeah.
Then I started following his Twitter account mm-hmm. and I see where you guys are coming from. I want to say I'm interested for some reason in everything he says. Like it's about his stakes versus Squatty Potty. It's pointless and it's weird, but it's interesting. I don't know if you guys feel the same way, if you even follow him on Twitter.
No, of course I do. I feel the same way. I mean, I don't know what it is about him. Maybe it's just his life that is so different from mine that I need to know about. It was this single guy living with his cousin, work job, you know, getting drunk all hours of the day. Like, what is that like? It's just a peek into his world, which is so different from mine. But yeah, I mean he's a strange dude. He's very opinionated. He cooks very, very odd things. Like if you saw his lunch the other day, it was like a reheated pork chop with baked beans poured all over it, and he takes a picture of it like he's Bobby Flay, and he thinks it's the greatest thing you've ever seen created in a kitchen, and it just looks like food that would be in a 1950s orphanage. There's a lot of things about Dan that are bizarre.
But then every once in a while he doesn't seem to have a lot of money, but he will occasionally buy himself like a $15 steak, which he'll then put ketchup on and eat with potato chips. Like it's so strange.
And wash it down with an Al's Boring beer.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Or like a bottle of wine. He'll have like a bison burger and a bottle of wine.
Look at this. You see that? This is the thing that he ate on his bench in his cafeteria locker room or whatever that. Where
he
is
ate
that?
It on his bench?
He's got a bench. See, look at between his legs. He's sitting on a bench in like a custodial locker room.
What is that? Is that a baseball in the bench? What is that?
No, it's a soda.
Oh, that's the top of his soda can.
Yeah, okay. It's the top of his soda can, and there's pork chop with the beans.
Oh,
and potatoes or whatever the hell that is.
Another thing he posts too, I saw he'll like or retweet these really attractive conservative women too, is another thing that he
of course he does.
Of course he does. Yes. That is not surprising, Steve. Not at all.
And it's Steve, the whole French fry thing. I'm sure you're down that whole wormhole with him, right?
Oh yeah. I went back. That's the thing is, I started following him, and then I was like, "What is this? This is so weird." And then I noticed after 20 minutes, I scrolled back 6 months of his tweets. I'm like, "What am I doing?"
Yeah, I know, but I'm doing right now.
It's like getting caught in a YouTube wormhole.
Yeah, but Steve, this is a great phone call because you're right. I don't know what it is about Dan. He tweets some really strange stuff and stuff I don't like and stuff I don't agree
with. Anything inappropriate?
Yeah, there's some stuff. I mean, so there's been a couple of things that have been pointed out. Steve. Like, you know, why do you give this guy any time on the air? Look at what he said to me, and it's something horrible, you know? But...
Come on.
It's true.
I'm not following him. Yeah. I don't care. He could shame me all he wants. I'm just not going to follow him because I'm not going to get caught up in it.
But there's something about him that I need to know what he's doing. I don't know why. I mean, maybe it's because he's such a representation of our audience, too, I think. You know, because he's listening every day.
Well, I mean, I know he loves the show and all that stuff.
He loves the show.
And he loves the station.
Yankees. He's a blue-collar guy.
Blue-collar guy.
You know, he's sort of like the listener mascot, if you will.
He could be our mascot like Gritty is for the Flyers.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I mean, and you got to get him a costume or you just let him show up the way he looks?
We get the team on the, from Dan from Carteret shirts, you know, as the official mascot.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great. But there's something like his enjoyment in the simple things in life, too, is another reason why I enjoy following him. Like he really looks forward to getting those steaks at Stop and Shop. He really looks forward to having his bourbon. He's really, you know, it's just like I don't know. I'm with Steve, and I think other people maybe who follow him are the same way.
It's pretty funny, actually. It's
the same thing with Peter Schwartz. Like I'm obsessed with the Peter Schwartz Twitter account for whatever reason. And someone went after, like, the last tweet I saw from Peter Schwartz was, "Thank you, everybody, for coming to support me when someone assaulted my character." And I was like, what is this? So then I'm sitting there on the toilet yesterday. Scrolling through the Peter Schwartz Twitter account to see who assaulted his character. So then I had to find out. And this was like the most entertainment I got all day. So and it was like some like fucked hockey writer who was mad at him for wearing an Islanders jersey and calling himself a journalist. And they were going back and forth. It was like, "This is a so-called journalist." And then Schwartz goes, "Are you assaulting my character?" And the two of them were going back. And then everybody's like, "Hey, Pete, don't worry about it. You're the man. We love you. You know, thank you." It's just like.
You know, I mean, look, at the end of the day, you're sitting there in the toilet getting caught up in this. That's what's funny.
Yeah, I know. I know it is. I know.
Did you catch yourself doing it or like did you just not even realize and then just wipe and leave?
No. I caught myself doing it. I had a self-introspection moment like I'm doing right now. Why am I interested?
But it'll happen again.
Oh, yeah, of course it will.
That is so.
I'm interested in these lives of certain people that I should not be interested in what they're doing all the time.
The visualization of that is just, it is priceless.
Would you click on a video of Dan and Carteret and Peter Schwartz having a pizza together?
Oh my God, would I click on a video? I'd somehow get it off of my television, invite people over to have like the Super Bowl.
Now, you're the social media maven. Isn't Twitter adding another aspect?
Yeah, Izzo keeps trying to explain this to me. I don't fully grasp it. There is some other.
They're adding some sort of full photo thing to it, or something. Or?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
So what is Izzo trying to explain to you?
He's trying to explain to me some sort of like breakout rooms where you can have I don't know, conversations with a group of people. I don't know. It seemed complicated.
Yeah, there's something else that they're doing, though.
Someone tweeted me, Dan and Carteret is not a representation of the audience. He does crack.
Oh, he did crack.
He did crack.
Yeah.
That's all right. He got over it.
He continued to do crack. He wouldn't eat that much.
He said he wasn't into it when he tried it many, many years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here you go, Al. Twitter introduces Tip Jar, allowing users to send money to their favorite tweeters. So if you want to send some money to,
who's gonna do
to
that?
Dan and Peter.
Yes.
Oh, come on. That's ridiculous.
Al, another thing to tip, Al.
Yeah.
Your favorite thing.
Perfect.
Twitter also launched a prompt asking users to rethink abusive tweets.
I'm sure people are rethinking their abusive tweets.
I did try to. They do have a thing that comes up sometimes when you try to retweet an article. It
yes.
says,
"Did you read this?
Yeah. Did you read this article? Do you understand what they're saying?
No. Hell no.
Just the headline.
Are you sure you want to promote genocide? Just checking.
You sure you want to retweet this picture of Dan's pork chop and Bush's baked beans? Yeah, I do, actually. I want to share this with the world.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.